Let's pray. Lord, we ask that you would give us open minds and hearts to hear from you this morning. And we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. I wonder what we believe about death. It's one of those big questions, isn't it, that we probably come back to at different times in our lives with changing answers. We know that no one has a complete understanding, and we find it a difficult subject to think about or to talk about, and our language reflects this, doesn't it? We often use lots of euphemisms for death, such as passed on or lost. I wonder how many others you can think of. Well, Paul and his companions don't go into forensic detail about the subject, but they do affirm very strongly that we can look forward to being with God after death. Perhaps the important thing is not knowing the answers, but having the conversation. And so it's perhaps appropriate that we're thinking about the return of Jesus this morning at the end of the Dying Matters Awareness Week across our city. This letter to the Thessalonians is such an encouraging letter. It's full of hope and reassurance. Jesus died and rose again, and God will bring us with him when we die. We will meet the Lord and be with him forever. Words of hope, encouragement, and reassurance are so important and necessary in difficult times. The church in Thessalonica has been wrestling with a simple but troubling fact. Their brothers and sisters are dying and Jesus hasn't yet returned in glory. He's late, according to their minds. Too late to prevent the death of their loved ones. And they're upset about it. For wasn't the whole point of Easter that Jesus would put an end to death? So why are friends still dying? Where is Jesus? When will he return? This passage from 1 Thessalonians offers one of Paul's answers to that question. And he begins the passage by writing, "Brothers and sisters, we do not want you to be uninformed about those who sleep in death, so that you do not grieve like the rest of mankind who have no hope." What does Paul mean by this? When a loved one dies, we as Christians do grieve, but we grieve with hope. We grieve, you might say, like Jesus grieved outside the tomb of his good friend Lazarus. Jesus wept there, he grieved, even though he knew that he was getting ready to raise Lazarus from the dead. That's a slightly different kind of grief, isn't it? It's the grief of a temporary goodbye. It's still grief, really raw, even though we have no doubt that we will see that person again. Perhaps you've had to say goodbye to a child or grandchild who's going to university or travelling on a gap year. Then you've probably experienced a bit of this type of grief. But we also know that unless something terrible happens, we're going to see them again, even if we don't know exactly when. Grief with hope is a bit like that. And that's what Paul means. As Christians, we grieve when a loved one dies, but we grieve with hope because we know that we will see them again. How do we know this is true? And why should we believe it? Well, Paul begins answering that in the very next verse of this passage. "For we believe that Jesus died and rose again, and so we believe that God will bring with Jesus those who have fallen asleep in him." Easter is why we believe that we will see our loved ones again. Jesus died and rose again, and so will we. That's the promise of Easter. Because Easter happened for Jesus, Easter will happen for us. But what does that mean? What happens when we die? We all probably want to know that, but we can't know precisely what happens, and we're not supposed to, because then there would be absolutely no need for faith. But we have a pretty good idea of what will happen based on Scripture. And one of the many places where we get a glimpse of what to expect is in Luke's Gospel in chapter 23, when Jesus is on the cross, and in response to the repentant thief asking Jesus to remember him when he comes into his kingdom, Jesus says, "Today you will be with me in paradise." Today. So we close our eyes in death here and we open our eyes in paradise with Jesus instantly. And paradise with Jesus is going to be wonderful, so much so that Paul told the church in Philippi that to him, living is Christ and dying is gain. I am hard pressed between the two. My desire is to depart and be with Christ, for that is far better. But to remain in the flesh is more necessary for you. It's far better to depart and be with Jesus in paradise for Paul and for all of us. But we're here in the flesh because we still have God's work to do. And when that work is complete, we get to be with Jesus in paradise. And that will be a very good day. You might even say it will be the best day of our lives. And when I was writing this, I was reminded of a conversation that I had with my mother not long before she died. And many of you will remember her. We were talking about her not agreeing to a DNR, do not resuscitate. And this was not long before her 97th birthday. She was convinced that God had not finished with her and that she was still being called to preach. And it was only when I suggested that when her heart stopped, maybe it was God saying her work was done, that she then said, "Yes, you're right," and agreed to a DNR. Sometimes it's hard for us to recognize when our work on earth is over, especially if we feel we have more to give. But today we are particularly thinking about Jesus' return as King. And this is what Paul goes on to address next, where he says, "According to the Lord's word, we tell you that we who are still alive, who are left until the coming of the Lord, will certainly not precede those who have fallen asleep. For the Lord himself will come down from heaven with a loud command, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trumpet call of God, and the dead in Christ will rise first. After that, we who are still alive and are left will be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And so we will be with the Lord forever." Gosh, how can we understand these words? Jesus is coming back in glory, just as we say most Sundays in our creed. And when he does, the dead in Christ will rise and be with the Lord forever. Yes. Bet you're thinking, aren't they already with the Lord? You've just said they're already with the Lord. Yes, they are. Their souls are in heaven with Jesus now. But when he returns, Jesus will unite our souls and our raised bodies, and he will put an end to death once and for all. And remember, our raised bodies will look different to what we are now, just as Jesus's was, yet we will still be able to recognize each other. As John Stott puts it in writing about this passage, "The coming of Jesus will be a revelation of God and a personal, powerful visitation by Jesus the King. The Christian hope, however, is more than the expectation that the King is coming. It is also the belief that when he comes, the Christian dead will come with him and the Christian living will join them." When Jesus returns, Paul says, some of us may still be alive. It may happen today or tomorrow. We don't know. But when he returns, the living and the dead will be together in a way that we can only begin to imagine. We who are alive will be caught up in the clouds together with those who have gone before us. Why clouds? Perhaps because clouds have always symbolized the presence of the Lord in the Old Testament. But the important point is that the living and the dead will be united and will meet Jesus together and be with him forever. Remember, Jesus isn't coming back from a distant galaxy. For in the Bible, heaven is God's space or realm, which isn't far away, but overlaps with our earthly realm. So when we look forward to a dramatic moment when heaven will open and everyone will see Jesus ruling on God's throne. And God set a date for when this will occur, but as Jesus says in Matthew 24, but about that day or hour, no one knows, not even the angels in heaven, nor the Son, but only the Father. So instead of trying to work out when it might be, which is what some people try and do, we're called to live every day in a state of readiness. And so Paul concluded the passage to Thessalonians with encourage one another with these words. And of course, repeating them is a way to remind us all of God's promise. Death isn't the end. Jesus is the resurrection and the life. Everyone who believes in him, even though they die, will live. And everyone who lives and believes in him will never die. Just as he himself said outside the tomb of his friend Lazarus. And that's why we grieve with hope. That's why our goodbyes are always just temporary. Because we believe what Jesus tells us, and because his resurrection shows us what awaits us all. So I wonder, what words we use to encourage each other, our families and friends, not only at times of grief, but each and every day. So let's pray. God of beginnings and endings, you are with us when things are new, and you are with us when things change too. In all of this, may we find courage and comfort, knowing that you are always with us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.